I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to that ancient shoe we asked you about. It's 5,500 years old. Archaeologists discovered it in a cave in Armenia. So Armenia is the answer to our geo quiz. The World's David LaValle tells us more about the place and time the shoe comes from.
The place is a cave complex near the Armenian village of Areni. It's not far from the border with Iran and Turkey in the mountainous province of Vayots-Dor. This is Armenia's most sparsely populated province, known for its medieval monasteries and fortresses. Scientists were exploring a cave above a highway. They found remnants of human habitation, broken pots, dried fruits, ropes, skulls, and spearheads. The contents of the cave date back nearly 6,000 years to the Copper Age. Gregory Areshian is a researcher at UCLA's Kotzen Institute of Archaeology, and he was on the excavation team. He says the Copper Age was a time of dramatic change, made possible by technological breakthroughs.
It's the time when the wheel was discovered, horse was domesticated, also the beginnings of pottery making. And most importantly, obviously, it's the beginning of metallurgy. And in the cave, we also discovered copper weapons, one spearhead, the small dagger, and a knife.
Those copper weapons may have protected whoever walked in the oldest known leather shoe. Areshian says the ancient man or woman walked a lot over rugged terrain. The nearest source of obsidian, the volcanic rock used to fashion arrow points and knife blades, is 60 miles away.
So they either had to make long journeys and trips to bring that obsidian, or would have received that obsidian as from people who were coming down into the canyons, into the valleys from the highland, so that they had to walk a lot on stones and bushes and brushes, and the shoe would certainly have protected their feet quite well.
Areshian says the sophisticated design of the shoe might help historians better understand the technological vision of the Copper Age craftsmen. He especially wants to compare it with the shoes worn by Ötzi the Iceman, found in the Austrian Alps. For now, Areshian's back in Armenia, and he expects to turn up more clothing and tools in the Areni cave complex. He knows of at least 39 other caves that were once inhabited and haven't yet been excavated. For The World, I'm David LaValle.